Hey guys, once again we're back. We have not failed you yet. We are on week, what is it, Barry?
This is I believe our 26th.
26 or 27?
I'd have to look. You didn't tell me you were going to be
I
asking.
wasn't thinking about it until we started.
All right, let me look. Pressure's on. This is our 26th
It is
episode.
our 26. Okay. 6 months in, guys. Half a year we've done this. So, getting more listeners, getting more people checking in with us, getting more people on the blog. So, all of that is good.
Yeah, we've got new followers on the blog. The downloads keep increasing.
We gotta love that
So,
now.
yeah.
And this is the first episode that will actually be edited. Yay!
It's true. It's true. Are you going to say who our editor is?
My daughter Faye
Yeah.
is the one who is editing our podcast. She's very good with most, pretty much anything computer. She's amazing at, and she's actually going to design us a little office setup, 3D office setup to put on our blog, with the pictures hanging up
Oh,
and the
cool. Yeah. I know she's done some music stuff. Maybe you can even get her to give us like a
Oh,
theme
if I
song.
can find it, I'll see if she'll let me post it on the blog.
Yeah.
The mashup that
Yeah.
she did.
Well, I was thinking maybe she could create something
Oh, no,
for
she's
our
working on that
show.
as well. She's actually
Oh.
creating us some theme music, very, like one tune, but like different variations for Tom Weeks and for Johnny Weeks.
Okay. All
So,
right. See, I
if
was just
you.
thinking like Tom, Johnny. Tom, Tom,
No,
Tom, Johnny.
no. It would be Johnny, Tom. Johnny, Tom.
Or maybe something kind of sexual. It's like, Hiddlebone.
Oh God, no, don't go there.
Deeper Dev.
Speaking of the Hiddlebomb, you had to bring it up. Speaking of the Hiddlebomb,
Yes.
did you know the Hiddlebomb has its own hashtag?
Wow. Is it
Tom,
actually
it is
Hiddlebum?
Hiddlebomb.
Okay. Hiddlebum.
Hiddlebomb or Hiddles bum, either.
Okay. All right.
But yes, Tom Hiddleston's bottom has its own hashtag. But considering it won 2016's prestigious Rear of the Year Award
Right.
in England,
Well, I think, and if you're talking about the other side, I think, we could get
Hiddle bits,
Hiddle
yes.
bits trending. So.
So far, thus far, I've not been able to find any images of the Hiddle Bits.
And that's not for lack of looking.
And it's not for lack of
Yeah.
naked footage of Hiddleston.
Right.
He's definitely wanting to equalize the naked
I will say
movements in
this
film.
because I actually earlier today, all right, a peek behind the curtain, a look at the twisted mind of the show's co-host. Earlier today, I was watching a show that I've been watching. I'm not going to say what show it is or anything, but the female lead has been growing more and more appealing to me on every episode. And so, of course, as is my wont, I take their name and I type in nude, right? And
Okay.
a huge number of actresses have taken nude selfies
Oh,
that
yeah.
I suppose get hacked or whatever. I'm not condoning such acts,
What, the
but I
doing or the
am
hacking?
the hacking.
Oh,
But if the debauchery is already there, I appreciate it, right?
Absolutely.
So of course I was pleased to see that this actress had had her privacy violated in a
However,
heinous
do not
way.
do that. Kids, don't try this at home.
Right. I am condemning in the strongest way possible the person who gave me the opportunity to have this pleasure. Apparently it doesn't happen that often with the guys. Now, guys sent, apparently, I have never done it. This is true. I've never sent a dick pic that was unsolicited.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
Right? And typically, if it is solicited, I'm like, you really? You're serious? You want to see this, right? But apparently, like Hollywood stars are not just typically posing in front of their bathroom mirror with their junk out, taking the pictures.
Right.
And that's a shame. Tom, you say
Yeah.
You say that you are trying to equalize the nudity.
If we're going to go that way, we're going dead. All right, Johnny, where you at, baby?
Yeah. Now, Johnny's a little older, though. I'm not sure if he would be into the nude selfie trend, but Tom is still young enough.
Johnny's still young enough. What are you talking about?
Well, but, you know.
I don't know if he would actually indulge, but I do know that body is still rocking.
Now, I know, you know, not to get into the conversation about she who shall not be named, but while he was with her, of course, she sent him numerous videos and selfies and things like that. Of which, again, I don't care for her, but I have looked at all of her pictures and videos more than once.
And it ain't nothing to see, y'all.
Yeah, it's all right. but it does kind of, I think, just as a Johnny Depp fan, I find it interesting because you would assume it gives you an insight into what he likes. The fact that there's, well, the fact that there's multiple videos of her doing certain things.
Not necessarily, and here's why.
Okay.
She didn't give a shit what he wanted before they got married. She didn't give a shit what he wanted after they got married. And she damn sure didn't give a shit while they were getting divorced. What makes you think?
Well, she was sending him lots of naked pictures and stuff. I assume he wanted them.
That's probably her own, you know.
Yeah.
Her own little thing that turns her on. It has nothing to do with him.
Okay, so her calling him daddy in all the videos. You think that he doesn't like that?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said we don't know.
All right.
Although Johnny is most definitely a dom.
Yeah. All right. So concludes the introductory portion of our show.
And if this offends you, go ahead and turn us off because it's just going to get worse.
Yeah. I can't imagine that anybody who's like, you know, into these two gentlemen enough to be listening to a podcast dedicated to them. You know, I mean, come on. This is not the Actor Studio podcast, right? This is Depp Heads and Hiddlestones.
They would probably hire Hitman, if they ever heard us.
Yeah. Although it would be funny, I guess, to do one episode like it was an NPR show, the whole thing. You know?
Welcome. It would be interesting.
Welcome to Hiddlestoners and...
Hiddlestoners.
Depp Heads.
And Hiddlestoners.
Yes. This week's show is dedicated to a variety of interviews given by Tom Hiddleston.
And if that voice is creeping y'all out as much as it is me, yeah, we will never do that show. Yeah, that's the creepy, I'm peeking through your window voice. Okay, that's just not good.
That's my NPR voice.
It's creepy.
You think it's creepy?
Yes, I think it's creepy.
All right.
And here I am, peeking through the window. Oh, my goodness. Looks like she's about to get a shower. I mean, come on.
And everyone, if you can... If you're a little bit closer, the window's a bit steamy.
Oh, no. Okay. And
she's reaching for the loofah. I don't know. I feel like I'm segued into, like, sportscaster mode. So, I don't know.
There is that. All right. As we normally do, we have gotten off on tangents, so let's circle back around and get to the point.
And this is a Hiddle Week.
This is a Hiddle Week. And we decided to take a break from... just the routine, and this movie, that movie. We're doing interviews and commercials that Tom Hiddleston has been in. And there are several, actually, as far as the commercials go. I did not realize how many until I started looking. There are, I mean, everyone knows about the Jaguar commercial, the Gotpol. And, well, I won't say everybody. Most people have seen the Centrum commercial.
Right.
Tom, not your best work, honey. Sorry. But you know, there are various...
There's more than those?
Oh, there are various commercials for several different things. Yeah.
Huh, okay, all right. Well, I guess I will learn something. All right, so where are we starting this week?
Okay. You're really going to make me say it. There's been a running debate about Tom Hiddleston's proclivities, I guess you could say.
Right.
Let me see. I gotta find the appropriate clip.
And I would just like to say, while you're looking for the appropriate clip, that there has been no debate. You know, that's nonsense. There's been no debate.
Oh, he's a switch.
He is not a switch. He is a sub.
He's a switch.
He's a sub. There's nothing switchy about the man. Swishy, perhaps.
Hey!
All right? Look.
Let's not get nasty.
I'm just carrying on from the Pirate Fairy episode.
All right, here we go. I got it.
Okay.
All right. This is from an interview done in 2013. Interview about Thor, the Dark World. And, you know, Natalie Portman, amazing actress. She's yes. done a lot of stuff. And one of the things that she can add to her list of things that she has now done is physically slap the shit out of Chris Hemsworth and Tom Hiddleston.
Nice.
When they were filming those particular scenes, it was not translating to the camera with the studio slaps, you know,
right.
the fake. It was not, it wasn't working. Didn't look right. It just, nothing flowed. So eventually they're like, Matt, just hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Just slap him. He's a big guy. He can take it. Well, after about 60 takes.
60 real slaps?
Yes.
Okay.
Finally got the one that you see in the movie. Now, Hiddleston only took about 5 or 6.
Okay. That just almost seems like an April Fool's joke on somebody. But because it seems like you'd have to wait in between takes, because if she's slapping him hard, there's a handprint. There's redness. You gotta wait to go down.
She's definitely an athlete. She got some force behind that punch.
Yeah.
But I'm going to attempt to play this clip so you guys can hear it. And it's all about Natalie Portman and, you know, the filming and the slaps and all
right.
that stuff.
Members of a very exclusive club of gentlemen who slap up a little more.
I don't know how many there are.
Just two was the most.
I rather enjoyed it.
I'm not going to lie.
It got kind of funny with us because it was supposed to be stuff, didn't need it. Because, and then it just wasn't really on camera.
Right.
Just maybe just hit him a couple of times. And then we found it really funny the first time. And then it got funny and funnier. And so 30, 40 takes later, she's like, I stopped laughing. So I'm sorry, I'm
she was trying not to hurt me the first 4 times. We only had 5 takes and she actually missed. She was like, I just really don't want to hurt you. And I was like, it's fine, go for it. And then take 5.
Very
she said it's fine, but did she pack quite a punch?
Sure. Natalie Portman is an athlete.
Now, go on. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He liked it.
He said, oh yeah. He said, not going to lie, I actually liked it.
Boner alert.
Hey.
Yeah.
And as tight as those pants are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I mean again, it's always been clear that he's a sub.
No, it has not.
It's always been clear. The man wears collars and handcuffs.
He looks so
like he's crazy, very familiar with it. He's always kneeling in front of people.
Hey, there's a point to that though.
Yeah, he's sub. That's the point. That's the point. And I don't even think he's like a bratty sub. I think he's just like, he just does what you want him to do.
Oh, if only we could find out.
Yeah.
I could appeal to, you know, research. We need the facts.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, too bad his freaking handler won't even talk to me.
Again, the fact that we can talk about his handler and it sounds perfectly natural.
Hey.
Again, tells you.
Movie handler.
Yeah.
Not
Hiddlebit's handler.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so what's
sure
our...
his girlfriend is definitely the Hiddlebit's handler. Matter of fact, he, at one point this past New Year's, said that she might just be the love of his life.
Aw.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, aw, and then I said, fuck, bitch.
Yeah.
But that's all right. We think Tom is great, and we know he deserves a good girl to be with him. So as long as she's a good girl, we're all right.
Or a bad girl, whatever you want.
Well, yeah, well, that too. You know, as long as she doesn't fuck up, we'll do it. Now, I've also got an interview here with Jimmy Fallon. Now, Jimmy Fallon is amazing. He's done incredible interviews with both Depp and Hiddleston. Now, this one is actually, it was broadcast July 13th, 2021, just before the Loki season finale aired. And that's really the whole point of the interview, discussing Loki, the redemption arc, the growth and progress of the character itself, and all that. And it's actually very cool. However, one thing I did not know until I watched this, Fallon was the one to announce to the world that Loki would be returning, that we would not lose our favorite Marvel character. So.
And I mean, how did he get the information before other people?
He has friends at Marvel.
Okay. All right.
He is also the one who got the audition tape of Tom auditioning for the role of Thor.
Okay.
Yes, Jimmy Fallon is the one who broadcast that one too. Oh, poor Tom was so embarrassed. Not that he really needed to be. He's just not bulky enough
right.
to be Thor.
But yeah, even though, I mean, he's he's built. Okay. He's not that big.
But he's lean.
Yeah.
He's lean, but he's cut. And you can tell I do not even want to know how many hours. But now I do know that he runs 5 miles a day. And he prefers to run in sand.
Okay.
Or grass. He doesn't like running on asphalt.
All right.
I guess, aside from shin splints and that kind of thing.
Right.
Apparently natural earth gives more resistance.
Okay.
So it actually helps build up the muscle faster.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, matter of fact, Samuel L. Jackson was impersonating Tom. Joking about how they were actually filming when they filmed Skull Island. They were filming in the same spot that they filmed Jurassic Park.
Oh, neat.
So it was very familiar to him.
Right.
And they still had the Jurassic Park tours and all of that. So let me just play the clip. You guys will see. All right. Oh, let's see. I think this is right.
We actually were in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. There you go.
You were in Hawaii over that.
Yeah, we were shooting in Jurassic Park.
Was that just like, oh, this place again?
Oh, we go to work some mornings and you pass people on SUVs on the Jurassic Park tour. They got to look at Ulta on Jurassic Park SUVs. And like, bro, man, they got no idea who we are.
No.
Because they can't see us in the vans or whatever.
Can you imagine if they saw you? They'd just freak out.
They would've.
They pretty would've.
They probably saw Tom because Tom always jogged. The trailer to the set.
Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston.
Hello. I'm very, very healthy.
Getting his early morning sheen on.
I'm going to give you a compliment because I do.
Nice.
But yeah, they, and I believe this is the same interview that Sam was bitching that everybody in Jurassic Park got an action figure except him.
Yeah, which is, I imagine, I know back when he was on Star Wars, when he was Mace Windu,
yes,
how excited he was when he got his action figure.
And that's why.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. The man is an icon. Give him a damn figurine. Come on.
Yeah.
It was during Skull Island as well that I think you and I were watching the one interview with both Samuel L. Jackson and Tom Hiddleston. And Tom just seemed so intimidated.
Yeah.
And I finally figured out why. Okay, so when filming another interview for Tom, Tom was talking about how he and his 12-year-old buddies went down and watched Jurassic Park. When it first came out, Tom was 12.
Right.
When Jurassic Park came out. So, you know, Sam played a pivotal role in that movie.
Right.
It wasn't a humongously large one. It was just, it was a very pivotal point.
Right.
So he obviously saw Sam in that movie, and I'm sure he's seen him in many, many other movies to actually, you know, be on stage answering questions. Yeah, I can see where he would defer.
Yeah. I mean, well, and plus I think, you know, he's probably just a, he's a big personality.
That he is. He kind of just walks in and takes over.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, Tom, from all the interviews I've seen, is very soft-spoken, very upper crust.
Very demure.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, Sam is very in your face.
Absolutely.
And I could just see him, you know, kind of deferring to, to that kind of personality.
Of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, yeah, maybe it wasn't an intimidation thing. Maybe it was just a respect.
Right.
But, hell, I'd be intimidated. No, I'm not intimidated by much.
Oh, yeah. Certainly, yeah.
But Tom has also done... pardon me. Excuse me, guys. Tom has also done several commercials, one of which is the most badass commercial I have ever seen, with one exception.
All right, what's the one exception to the...
Oh, the Sauvage?
Okay, all right. It took me a second.
Dude, when you bring your own wolf to the set...
That's true.
That's badass.
That is true. When you bring your own wolf, that is true.
And yes, it's a rumor. No, I have not been able to authenticate it, but yeah, the rumor is that the wolf in the Sauvage commercials is owned by Johnny Depp and is being rehabilitated through his ways and means.
Right.
So I do not know if it's true, guys. I've been trying to find out and nobody's talking. So yeah. As of now, it's still just a rumor. But anyway, the Jaguar commercial. The Brits make the best villains.
Definitely.
And this was a just classic commercial. I mean, it was very well done. It was beautiful. And of course you got Tom, which makes it beautiful, but, you know, the car is great.
Right.
It's a very awesome commercial. However, it was banned because apparently certain fizzy bodies decided that, made kids want to drive irresponsibly.
Okay.
I have kids. They don't need anything to make them want to drive irresponsibly.
Yeah, I think that's kind of... I mean, are you going to ban the Fast and the Furious movies? Seems like they would encourage people to...
Thank you!
Yeah.
Valid point!
Yeah, I just think that's silly.
But yeah, they don't say who actually voiced the complaint. But, the, Advertising Standards Authority received a complaint, that the commercial, encouraged unsafe driving, was socially irresponsible, Yeah, of course, you know, because TV raises your kids and, you know, you don't have any say about what they do and how they behave.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, you got to worry about what's on TV to teach your kids responsibility. All right, anyway.
Plus, increasingly, kids aren't watching commercials. Even if a commercial comes on before a YouTube video. I was going to say, even if they come on YouTube, I'll tell you what me and a lot of other people do. The second the commercial comes on, I hit mute.
And then go do what you gotta do.
I wait until it says I can skip it or till it's done, and then I unmute it. So.
But regardless, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had this beef for a while. You're a school teacher. You've heard me bitch, moan, whine, and complain. But, yeah. Yeah, do you rely on the commercials to teach your kids responsibility? Good idea!
Yeah.
Wonderful job, guys. Anyway. So they said the ad was irresponsible, and eventually it was pulled due to that. And they do not say who voiced the complaint, what group, what person, what whatever, which is probably a good thing. But they just call them the watchdog.
Okay.
So, but the commercial itself is fantastic. Let me play a little bit of it for you.
Okay.
I gotta find the one spot. And the thing that irritates me is that it's that he says what makes a good villain, and he lists the first thing and doesn't list anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, we're waiting. But yeah, let me see if I can find that. Hang on one second, guys. Barry, you've always got something to say, so.
Yes, that's true. So, you know, to kind of insert a little bit of self-promotion here, I had a book come out last week, which is called Worlds Collide, and it's basically a crossover between my adventure universe and the characters from AC Comics. So it's kind of a superhero adventure type thing. And I received the covers and the galley proofs for Lazarus Grave Volumes 11 and 12. So hopefully at least 11 should be out the next week or two. And then I think within a few months after that, the 12th volume. So you can always find out more about my work at barryreese.net. And I think Jen has finished her thing.
I did. And there's a couple of things.
Okay.
After I blasted my eardrums, because the headphones are set at the same volume as the computer, but yes, they're much louder.
Well, yeah, of course, it's shoved in your ear.
Oh, by the way, I got my headphones for my birthday. That was the end of March. So, Carrie, thank you. Lots of love. See you soon.
And he's been on the show
previous
episodes.
And we're trying to get him back on the show, but apparently Wednesdays is the only day that the group has to game.
Right.
So Wednesday evenings he is doing tabletop gaming. So
plus, I understand that he has increased the amount of money that he wants to be on the show, and you know, our budget so far has not allowed us have him back.
You know, he said money or sex, and I was like, dude, I'm not a banker.
Right. And, you know, and that put the onus on me. And, you know, I can do many things, but he's in another state.
Yeah. And I don't care, yeah, you know, go gadget, whatever, is not going to reach that far.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I didn't realize until just now, because I was actually paying attention.
Right.
He's listening to Shakespeare when he pulls up in the car.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me rewind it just a hair. Okay.
They say Brits play the best villains. But what makes a great villain? Firstly, you need to sound distinct. Speak with an eloquence that lets everyone know who's in charge. Gentlemen. Excellent. Our villain should have style. The suit should always be bespoke, razor sharp, like your wit. It's important that a villain has the means to say one step ahead.
Alright, so.
Alright.
But yeah, you gotta love the Loki voice.
Yes.
And it's very distinct too, actually. Yeah. You can always tell when he's doing the Loki voice.
Right.
As opposed to just, you know, Tom
any
Hiddleston
other voice, yeah. Now, my favorite Tom Hiddleston moment comes from, I think it was a, and I'm not going to try and play it because you have to see it, it's visual. But there's a, I think it's from a convention in Japan for one of the, it was a comic book convention.
Okay.
But he's there and they ask him, you know, about his dancing and would he be willing to dance briefly. And so he stands up.
Oh, and his battery pack goes flying?
I don't recall, but they start playing and he starts dancing and he's tearing it up. He knocks over his chair at one point.
Yeah.
But it's just a great, great thing. It's a, you know, way, way before we ever did the show, I was, that was one of my favorite YouTube videos was just to see him, you know, tear it up for a minute or two. Yeah. And, you know, he has certain moves that he does every time they ask him to dance.
Yes, he does. But
you know, it's just it's cool. I mean, he's a good dancer.
He is, and the fact that you know he can party with the big boys,
right?
But at the same time, he can also waltz with the ladies.
Right,
is just fabulous.
Yeah,
the scene in Crimson Peak where he talks about how you know the waltz is not a complicated dance, six steps, da 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 da. But the true test of the perfect waltz is that a candle flame will not be extinguished when held in the hand of the lead dancer. Well, I found out doing my research for that movie that when he and Mia did the waltz, that scene was done in one take, and the candle flame never had to be relit.
That's awesome.
The two of them were perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he can, you know, he can do the ballroom dancing and he can go out and party at the club. It's great. It's very rare you see someone who can do both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I like seeing him at, you know, the cons. You know, there's a lot of those footage up there because I think he interacts with fans very well. And you know, I think that one of the things that I think Marvel has done very well with most of their actors is getting people who understand the importance of embracing the role and what comes with it. Whereas in previous decades, or even still now with some people, you know, there's some people who almost seem to resent, you know, the fandom.
The love that the fans have for that character.
Right. I mean, obviously we know, I mean, back in the old days, you know, the Star Trek actors or their love-hate thing.
We're not
bringing
Star Trek into this.
why? I mean, I love Star Trek.
I'm sorry.
But,
Captain Kirk was the epitome of a fan-based star. He played to the fans.
Although William Shatner frequently hated the fans, which is what the point I was making.
But he still played to them.
Yeah.
Even if he was gritting his teeth the whole time, he still had a smile on his face, and he was still out there taking pictures and signing autographs. And
not always. But yeah. But I do think that the Marvel stars have really, you know, kind of taken that on. And seeing him.
That's a lot of the reason why for this new generation of movies, they had chosen less known actors. Chris Hemsworth, I think I've seen him once before this, and that was on an episode of iCarly. He was also in Ghostbusters. I forgot about that one. But
That was after he became the star. Yeah.
But yeah, they wanted lesser known actors to play these iconic characters, knowing that, you know, the actors would forever be equated with that character.
Well, and I think the fact they chose RDJ for Iron Man and that when it became their first huge hit, that he embraced it so well. I think that kind of set the tone for those who came after him.
It really did. And RDJ, man, we love you. You have done amazing things. Yeah. You know, you're proof that there ain't nothing you can't come back from. So.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He is. He's an amazing man. He's an amazing actor and just a fabulous person all the way around.
So this, I think, brings up a good time to discuss Syndrome.
Why?
So...
Don't. I see it. Don't.
Okay.
Okay. In his repertoire is a Syndrome commercial that was not broadcast here in the States. I believe it was in Asia.
Yeah. A lot of actors do commercials in Japan in particular that never get shown over here because they tend to be
kind of more embarrassing. On this one, hon.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a silly
commercial. But I have to say, if I got up, morning, smelled cooking, and came downstairs and poked my head around the corner and saw Tom Hiddleston in an apron and a suit cooking me breakfast, dude, I don't give a damn what you're filming. We're good.
Yeah, so Tom has made you breakfast and set your Syndrome out. For you to take.
Dude, he could set cyanide out and I would take it.
Yeah. So are you going to play this thing?
I did not pull it up.
Why would you not have pulled this one up? This is, you know.
All right.
His vocal performance alone creates a magical, you know, wonderland. I think even for our audio listeners, I think you will be able to appreciate this. The Syndrome commercial, I would dare say, ranks up there with the best Loki monologues that he has done.
I don't know about all that.
All right, here we go.
All right, and it's from the point of view of you are waking up, stretching your female, and you're getting out of bed. That's where it starts.
Do we know that you're female?
Yes.
Okay.
If those are men's arms, you gotta.
I don't recall the arms.
Okay. That line, enough said, don't care what you're selling. I'm buying.
What, I made you breakfast?
I decided I'd pop back and make you breakfast. You decided to use the stove instead of just coming upstairs, huh? All right. And that does look delicious, I gotta say.
All right, are you talking about the breakfast or Tom?
Well, okay. Both.
All right.
Duh, Tom always looks delicious, but the breakfast actually looks really good too.
Wrong Tom, right? Oh, I only need a shelter.
Yeah, okay, that's enough of that. But that picture says it all.
Yeah, that's the look of I just set out your Syndrome.
I actually have this in my photo album. But dude, I'm sorry. White starched shirt, blue dress pants, and a fucking apron. How much hotter can you get? Unless it's Johnny Depp shirtless in the desert.
Okay.
Sorry, Tom, I love you, man, but Johnny's my man.
I don't know. The whole Syndrome commercial is just silly. You can find this easily on YouTube, by the way.
Yes, you can. And it was broadcast in China.
Okay.
And China only.
China, okay.
China, yes.
All right. So, yeah, I would definitely just type in Tom Hiddleston Syndrome.
Yeah, type in Hiddleston Syndrome. It comes right up.
Yeah. All right, what next?
But, I don't know, let's see. I've got several that we haven't gone through yet. Okay, that's the Jimmy Fallon. Oh, yes, we were talking about this, but we never got around to it. Now, Jimmy Fallon is amazing as a talk show host. He's done incredible things with both Depp and Hiddleston.
Right.
It will always be burned into my memory. The interview with Pink that turned into a let's see how red Pink can turn.
Yeah.
One of her idols is Johnny Depp, and he made a command surprise performance there, just for her. Just to see how embarrassed she would get, and she could not talk to him and look at him at the same time. So, girl, I got you.
Yeah,
I feel you.
Yeah, that was a cute moment.
It was, and just goes to show you that, you know, doesn't matter how big you get, there's always somebody that makes you feel like a 13-year-old girl again.
Right.
But Fallon is great, and he did the whole Loki thing. One of the things I wanted to play, if I can get it to move. Oh yes, Tom's attitude about Loki.
This is
actually really cute, because of course before the Loki series, Loki was dead.
Yeah.
Of course, Loki was dead at the end of Thor.
Yeah.
And Loki was dead at the end of Dark World.
Right.
And he was also dead. So.
He's dead as often as alive.
Well, he's Schrodinger's Loki.
Yeah, Schrodinger's Loki, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
All right, so let's see what Tom has to say.
He's never saying that. Yeah. That's the thing about Loki is he just, this what they say about Loki is like, I'm Loki, and when I die, I don't.
Nice.
So, yeah. But this interview is actually done via telecom. Tom is in England, raced back there just as quickly as they would allow him to after the coronavirus. Yeah, I was all hyped up thinking he was in Atlanta. No, he'd already left by the time I learned he had been there.
Right.
Just my luck. Guys, this is how it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah. There are a couple of others that I can pull up. Where are we at as far as time?
We are at 42 minutes.
Oh, we are near done enough. let's see. a couple of things I wanted to talk about too, along with this, is Tom's respect for the other actors that he works with. I know he's called Chris Hemsworth his favorite person, his favorite actor. He always says that he does his best work.
Yeah.
When working with Chris.
I really like, I've seen some interviews with him and Brie Larson, because of course they were in the Kong movie together.
Right.
And then
she cycled back around and into the Marvel Universe.
Right. But I don't think they've had any scenes together, but
I don't think they've had any movies together.
Yeah. They have a lot of great chemistry in Kong and just in interviews.
Oh yeah.
They have good chemistry. So, I like seeing them, being interviewed together. They play off each other well.
They interact well.
Yeah.
They definitely do. I have noticed, though, that Tom tends to date an awful lot of his co-stars.
Well, most actors do.
But, given the limited kind of circle.
Yeah.
Because, you and I are sitting here going, there's no way that person would ever talk to me. Well, actually, there's no way you would be in a situation where the two of you are at the same place at the same time.
Right.
It's all about the circle of friends and, that kind of thing. But, yeah, he has such good chemistry with, call her name.
Brie Larson?
No, the twin sister. Olsen.
Oh, Olsen, yeah.
She was in I Saw the Light.
Right.
With him. They had just amazing chemistry
in right.
the movie. And then she went on to play the Scarlet Witch.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gonna go, because I do this all the time, my Wattpad stories. Okay, he just laughed this time.
Yeah.
My Wattpad stories, there are a lot of very imaginative, intelligent writers who have some put the Scarlet Witch under Loki's tutelage.
Yeah.
Where he actually teaches her how to contain and control and manage her magic. Others, a little bit, you know, they give her a little bit more age and, you know, put them in more adult situations. But right. This is why I love Wattpad, guys. The writers there are amazing. So check them out. But anyway, we've got that. Now, the one interview I did not pull up because I couldn't find it. In the Avengers, there's a scene where Loki grounds his staff into the concrete, jumps up, spins around the staff, and like throat kicks Thor. Well, apparently some of the fans decided that meant Loki was a pole dancer. Yeah, and that's just inspired all kinds of artwork.
Yeah.
DeviantArt, check it out. One of my favorite sites. Lots of it there. But so there's an interview where they bring this up and bring up one of the more risque, demeaning, rude images that that is to be found on DeviantArt. Tom was extremely embarrassed and then wanted the picture to take home, so.
Which is pretty, I think that's cool. I mean, can you imagine him wanting to take, you know, your image home? I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. No, I cannot. But yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah, that's like, you know, one of my all-time favorite comic book artists, George Perez. He's in hospice right now. He's going to be passing away soon. But one of my Facebook friends posted on Facebook that he had sent him a care package. And they had George's wife had posted a whole bunch of pictures of him looking at the stuff that they had sent him and reading
just,
the stuff.
That just made their day, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, to know that. I mean, he's actually sitting there, you know, looking at it, and, you know, and all this stuff, and that's cool.
Yeah, so. Perez is, we're going to lose somebody great when he goes.
Oh, yeah, I've met him a few times in real life, so I have, like, a Infinity Gauntlet poster he's autographed, and a book, and several things, and, you know, he's really good with fans, you know, much the same way it looks like, you know, Tom is. He, you know, George always acted like, you know,
somebody said, "Oh my God!"
Well, he acted like, you know, we were best friends, seeing us or other again. But he did that with everybody. I mean, obviously, I know he did not remember me, but the next person who came up, he treated the same thing, and that's just amazing, you know, and it's charming.
So. It is, and you got to appreciate the growth of the star outlook.
Yeah.
You know, 50s, 60s, 70s, early 80s. Who are you? I don't know you. You're coming to talk to me? Are you kidding?
Right.
You know, and then you've got today's stars who are like, oh, wow. Yeah, you saw that. You liked it. Great. Wonderful. Autograph. Sure. Picture. No problem.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen several places where Tom has been like, yeah, if I have to take one more selfie, I swear to God, I'm going to scream and throw myself off this bridge.
Yeah.
But he does it.
Yeah.
And he does it because he's realized and they have realized what, Johnny Depp has known from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Those fans, the selfies, the autographs, the hey, how you doing, they're the ones that sign your paycheck.
Yeah, you know, I think in the past, stars thought that they worked for studios or for agents or for whatever. And I think a lot of the more modern ones have realized they work for, you know, fans.
And you know, Depp is right quick to point out, you know, because, oh, thank you for everything you do, you know, thank you for this, thank you for that. And he's like, no, guys, thank you, because y'all are the ones that keep me up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's about time that the rest of Hollywood starts to figure that out, too.
Well, and that's one reason, I think the genre actors figured it out first. You know, because even like, you know, not to get back into the Star Trek thing, but, you know, there were Star Trek actors who for years hated it.
Right.
But then once you've been beloved in a genre show or film, you always have a home.
Yes.
Because once your acting, you know, roles dry up for whatever reason, there are people like me who will still pay to see you. You know, and there are people now, that's their livelihood, is going to shows and meeting people.
Right.
And I think that kind of has spread out. And so even now people like Tom, who still is a mega star,
oh, absolutely.
I think he knows, you know what, no matter what, there are people who are going to love me as Loki forever.
Absolutely. And
so why would I not embrace that?
It's not just those.
Yeah.
It's those people.
And their kids.
And they're going to teach their kids.
Yeah.
And those kids are going to teach their kids.
Yep.
You will be Loki until the end of time.
Yeah.
Until the earth stops spinning.
Yep.
And everything goes.
Yeah.
You know, you will be Loki and you will always be loved in that role.
Yep. Yeah. So.
But, and then you've got actors like George Takei.
Mm-hmm.
Who use that platform,
yeah,
to do something, say something meaningful. George Takei is absolutely fantastic.
Oh yeah,
with his work, just singularly in the LGBTQ
community,
and you know, I personally have a stake in that community. I have several family members who are one way or another involved in it, and you know, I love it. I thank God every day that there are actors, actresses, big names that can change minds that will step out and say, hey.
Right.
You know, it's just great. So, yeah, he did his deal on Star Trek, and he used that platform to vault into something a bit higher, a bit new.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. And we've seen Tom, you know, do that kind of same thing, too,
where
he's used his fame as a platform to help causes that he's interested in.
And so. There are not many actors
mm-hmm.
out there that would embrace the role of Loki as fully as he's done.
Right.
Knowing exactly who and what Loki is. Loki is not only bisexual, Loki is gender fluid.
Yeah.
Meaning that Loki is male and female or neither all at the same time.
Right.
But you know, that is very well displayed in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a brilliant job with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and he did it so well, there was very little room for comment. And I mean that right there says it all.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we're at 54 minutes now.
All right.
Do we have some more?
Hey, always.
Okay. All right.
Okay. How long can I talk about Depp or Hiddleston or both?
All right. That is a good point. But we try to keep it around an hour.
All right, guys. Just so y'all don't get bored. Couple of things before we let you go. For me anyway, the Trial of the Century is going on starting April 11th. It's going to be broadcast on Court TV. I will be watching it. I, however, will probably not be blogging much about it.
Although you should be blogging about it. You should have at least a blog every day.
I did not create the blog to spew hate. And if that bitch is concerned, it's gonna be nasty. And that's not what it's about. So I may comment occasionally. But yeah, there will be number one, I'm trying to stay positive. I'm trying to keep the blog positive. Number two, I don't look good in Prison Orange. I do not need to be arrested for terroristic threats.
Right.
So, yeah, no. So I will be watching, and as you know, I will post any and all of the good points that I can find. But yeah, hopefully Depp will finally get his day. Hopefully he will finally get to the bottom, and hopefully truth will out.
So is he suing, just like it was in the UK, he's suing for slander and libel?
Defamation okay. and libel, yes.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I would love it if he won. You know, maybe that would help, you know, kind of get that career going again.
His career hadn't gone anywhere. It's always going to be there. Hollywood is being a little bitch, and she needs to pull her big girl panties on. Because if you're going to kick him out of roles, then she never should have been in Aquaman 2.
I agree, but she is in Aquaman 2, and Johnny's not in the new,
that rallying is part form. Of the problem with the whole societal view of abuse.
Right.
Men can't be abused. They're so much bigger, and so much stronger. I've got, right off the top of my head, I've got 30 different pictures of black eyes, bruises, busted lip, when she cut his finger off with a fucking wine bottle. Hello? No, that's not abuse. Women are supposed to throw things when they're mad. Okay, no. If you can be arrested for tossing water into someone's face, then you damn sure ought to be arrested for cutting your husband's finger off with a fucking wine bottle.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, bruises, scratches, contusions, everything. Makeup only goes so far, guys, and I've got the pictures to prove it, and y'all do too if you look through your photo albums.
Yeah.
So, there's no doubt, not in my mind, who was being abused and who was the abuser. The problem is society says, well, leave. Okay. Where are you going to go? She's got your house. She's got your cars. She's got pretty much everything. She's got your bankroll. She's got your checking account. Where the fuck are you going to go?
Right.
And really, it's Johnny Depp. How the hell is he supposed to hide? Answer, he doesn't.
Right.
So he did the best thing he could. And my man, we're behind you. We support you. We love you. We believe you. Justice for Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, I that's coming up April 11th.
Yes.
So that's next week.
I have to give a personal, private, heartfelt shout out.
Okay.
Michael, you better behave yourself, son. We love you. Take care of yourself. Do the Army proud. Do us proud.
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to explain?
My 19-year-old son is going into the Army the same day that court case starts, April 11th.
Yeah.
So, baby, you know I love you. Be safe.
Yep.
I need you more than I need a flag.
Yep. So, with the court case, it is going to be streaming on Court TV. And the app is free, so if you have streaming out there, you can also stream it on their website. Yeah.
So, guys, I'm going to be watching and trying not to crawl through the TV to strangle, maim, disembowel, or otherwise harm said monstrosity.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
I think it would be very interesting to, you know, basically have you record your reactions and then just post that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid that, you know, even though we're rated for mature,
yeah,
there would have to be a dead or more rating for the profanity.
Well, depending on how the trial goes, I mean, it may be that I could talk her into doing like a special mini episode that would, you know, just kind of say, well, what happened toward in the trial the this end, week, that kind of thing.
Toward the end, we'll see.
So you think this trial is going to go on for months, or do you think it's going to be a short one?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of crap they have to go through. Now, the fact that they ordered her to give up her phone.
Yeah, I hope that yields something.
The thing about it is with a phone, computer, you can delete something.
Right.
And it's gone. Okay, you cannot get it back. With a phone, much more difficult.
Right. Forensically, so, they can usually still retrieve things.
If there were pictures, such as when she faked the makeup to make it look like she had a black eye,
mm-hmm,
which her best friends said she faked.
I have to admit, though, I'm shocked that she would still have the same phone. If it were me, after the first trial and they had tried to get my phone records then, I would have gotten a new phone and said, I don't even know where that phone is.
Yeah, there's the thing that uploads your...
Yeah, the cloud stuff.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, once again,
yeah,
you can delete it, but it's not really gone. If you try hard enough, mm-hmm, you can pull it back up.
Okay.
So, you know, that may be one of the things. But yeah, you know, Johnny did some kind of stupid shit. You know, talking about setting her on fire. Johnny, I'm right there with you, man. I like the match.
Yeah, it definitely does not look good that he sent those text messages. But the fact
is, none of this looks good.
Right.
All right? None of it looks good. And if you take the time to pay attention, none of it looks good for her.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, you want to check that out? You want to watch it? I'm going to be watching it. I will probably have to get him to buy me a punching bag so I don't damage the walls.
Or don't hurt my TV.
Oh, no. I won't hurt the TV. However, okay, the walls are plasterboard.
Right. Yeah.
They give. Yeah. But, yeah, so we'll be watching that. We'll be taking stock and, you know, hopefully, like I said, truth will out. And Johnny will be vindicated. We all know that he deserves it.
So. Oh, yeah. Definitely. All right. So next week is a Johnny week.
All right. Let's think. What are we going to do for Johnny week?
I think the last show we did was about the album, right?
No, the last show we did was the Rango.
You're right.
So, I'll tell you what. What I would really like to do, and this would be the week leading into, is it leading into, what's today's date?
Today is the 6th.
All right, so it'll be the first week of the trial.
Yes.
What I would like to do is I have a mad cache of trivia questions, Johnny quotes, various different things. Let's just do a free-for-all Johnny Depp Day.
Okay.
And, guys, I am working on sharing my photo album,
mm-hmm,
that I have, my Pirates photo album and my Depp photo album and my Hiddleston photo album and my Loki photo album with the blog. But since the blog doesn't have its own email address, I'm having a little difficulty with that. So I've said many times I have more photos than Pinterest. That is absolutely accurate. I have 973 different separate debt photos, not including his pirates photos.
So this is like a Google photo thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So with like Google, you know, Drive and things like that, there's a setting where you can say anybody with the link
right.
can view it.
Not
you can give them that
Google
kind of thing.
Photos, you okay. actually have to give them an email address.
Oh, okay.
And then they send Good that link. Email address a link that says, hey, you're allowed to look at this.
Okay. All right.
So instead of posting 1,500 photos, 1,900 photos, because I've got 900 and something with Johnny Depp. I've got another 300 with pirates. I've got another 300 with Loki and another 150 some odd with Hiddleston. Instead of posting all of those on the blog, I'm trying to figure out how to make the link work so you can just click on the link. On right. the blog, and you'll have access to all of my photos and any photos I get from here on out.
Okay. So it looks like you can embed a Google Photos album into a website.
All right. We're going to have to do some research on that. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. All right, guys. So we'll be back in 1 week's time.
And I will be going to Alabama. Not next week, but the week after, I will be taking my computer with me, and I will be updating the blog periodically while I'm gone. So
yeah, that's what you say.
I will try. I will have to get pictures of London.
Yeah. Well, you're going to Alabama though.
London
is a person.
Is a person.
Yeah. So yeah, I've been trying to encourage her to actually you know, post more to the blog.
I've got
so.
One song to post for Johnny.
Okay.
Because I posted one for Tom.
Yeah, yeah. So that'd be cool.
You will remember this. Most people who are listening to this will not. Who's Johnny?
Oh, I know that song, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'll be posting that either later today or tomorrow. But anyway, guys, keep it safe, keep it real. We'll see you next week.
Bye.